98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your Coast Social Network on the air. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. On every other Tuesday morning, we speak with our friends at United Way of Southwest Michigan, and Jennifer Tomshack is the Marketing and Communication Manager. And this morning, we are talking about how high school area seniors our volunteers can apply for United Way Youth Scholarships. This is definitely the time of year where that all happens, and there's a deadline coming up here. But first and foremost, what is the Volunteer United Youth Scholarship Award?
Yeah, so our Volunteer United Youth Scholarship Award recognizes one student from each of the three counties in our area, so one from Berrien, one from Cass, and one from Van Buren, who has demonstrated a commitment to volunteerism through innovation, dedication, and advocacy for community involvement throughout their high school career. And we award a $1,000 scholarship to each student, which is made out to their college on their behalf. Only current high school seniors are eligible to apply. And we recognize those winners in the fall of 2021. And the deadline to apply is coming up, though. It's March 12th. So any high school seniors can apply by going to our website at uwsm.org, and you'll see it right there on the homepage, and you just have to click through.
And last year, we had some local winners from Paw Paw High School, Ross Beatty, Cassopolis High School, and Niles High School as well. And it looks like they're all doing some pretty amazing things with their volunteer time, from what I can see here in the press release that you've sent.
Truly. I mean, these students are just amazing. You know, you hear so many people say, oh, kids today. Well, not these kids. they are really, really remarkable young people. And they personally make me feel very lazy.
Yeah, I am feeling sedentary just sitting here, you know, talking about this quite a bit, because volunteerism can mean so many different things, but oftentimes it does mean stepping outside of one's comfort zone. That can happen physically or otherwise, but in most cases for volunteerism, it really is some physical work to have to be done, and especially a lot more difficult during the last year here of the pandemic, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we do realize that, you know, that, you know, a lot of these kids have made a long-term commitment to volunteering, and they do it for years and years. And they put in a lot of time, and they put in, you know, a lot of just, you know, legwork doing it. But there were fewer opportunities this year to be sure, and all kinds of safety considerations. That would have been a factor, and we all had to get creative with how we help each other. I'm looking forward to seeing the applications and finding out what some of those creative ways were that young people still found to help out their neighbors.
So let's give Jennifer and the committee that is considering these applications some really good stories to read, and make sure that you're applying at uwsm.org. Those applications again do March 12th. It is your Coast Social Network on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.